Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. If last year's spring was any indication of what's going to happen, people are going to be outside working on their properties, landscaping, trying to make it look beautiful. I was that guy last year. I'm telling you,
I was crazy. It was the quietest spring I had because you were away doing all that work on your lawn. But I think landscaping, it's not just what flowers do I put up. We're talking like redo landscaping right here. People are looking for change. They're seeing that they're going to be in their homes a lot longer. Let's change it up. And so, we need to get the give them some tips, give them some ideas. Yeah. Let's have some fun about landscaping.
Let's do it.
Get into the spring.
And since we're not experts on it,
not even.
Although I think I'm a budding expert after my efforts last year,
but it's
questioning. Yeah. Carolyn Brown's joining us, owner and principal horticulturalist, the Chinook Gardener. So, Carolyn, welcome to the show. First of all, thanks for taking some time with us. So, number one, do we expect to see the same kind of activity in the yard that we did last year?
Absolutely. Even more when we had the lockdown with COVID last year. It was scary for everybody, definitely small businesses and every single citizen basically in the world. So when we sent out our newsletters to say we were still up and going, we had a tremendous response. And so we had a very good year last year, and it's going to be a bumper crop this year, I think, with everybody who's been staying at home and needs an outdoor oasis to retreat to.
So, Caroline, let's talk about the trend that's happening this year versus previous years. What do you see as the as more and more of these individuals are going to start to develop, change, redo their landscaping? What are some of the trends that people need to be aware of?
Well, with the aging population, with the baby boomers, of course, we're seeing people who want to be staying in their homes longer, and that goes with beautifying the spaces, but also, who's going to maintain the snow and the lawn and their gutters and their homes. So there's the aging population. We're finding a lot of people have dogs, so we're creating dog-friendly surfaces. One of them is micro clover, which can be planted. It is helpful to reduce the brown spots. It's not turf, it's clover. And regular clover, people are planting their lawns with regular clover to attract the bees, actually, in pollination. We're seeing a huge trend in vegetable growing. We are selling a product called Elevated Harvest, so a few series of raised self-watering planters that we deliver and put soil in for you and plant for you. We're growing pre-grown vegetables, so you don't have to plant them by seed because you never know when they're going to come in Calgary. Definitely seeing child-friendly gardens, playscapes, bringing the playground to the backyard. Comfort, using designers to help you with your outdoor furniture, fireplaces, hot tubs, kitchens. So basically a gathering spot for people and birds and dogs and the birds and the bees. Everyone's be together.
David, sounds like it's like an escape from your own home, even though it's in your own home. Given the pandemic and everything that's going on there, people want to get away, but they can't really get away. So they kind of just modify their backyard to be like an oasis for them and kind of walk away from what's inside the house.
Well, I think, you're onto something. And when we built our house, Maddie and I talked a lot about what that experience was going to be. And, do we want a smaller home in Calgary and then try to find a lake property or something like that? And I got to tell you, my position was, this is pre-pandemic. No, I want this to be my oasis. Yeah. I want to walk out my door or stay in my house to have the experience I want to have. And part of that was, of course, the landscaping,
yeah,
right? And so I was never that guy, out taking care of the lawn and doing all those things. But I found, again, this wasn't a pandemic issue, that was the experience I wanted to have. And so I created that environment, part of which was the outdoor. So my question, Carolyn, is my experience, so this was not a pandemic experience for me, this was before that. The pandemic response you're seeing, do you think that's a trend that stays in place now and that people are now viewing their homes as something other than what they did pre-pandemic?
Absolutely. The whole world has changed, and a lot of people have been nimble to change their business practices, but they're also relaxing into, like you said, their own homes inside and out. We're looking, people are changing so many aspects of their homes and their gardens, you know, steps and retaining walls to create some privacy because they're outside more. They're building pergolas with curtains and lights. There's ponds and patios going on for those nice spaces. We're seeing a lot more people who are asking for trees to be planted. We have professional tree planters that come in and come out with low pressure on your yards. We use cranes to plant trees as well and put boulders in and do low pressure landscaping as well as full landscaping. So they're ready to do it all at once or phasing according to what our designers can tell them about how they can budget. And how they can budget to get the space going. And right now, people are contacting us to plan their garden spaces. So consultations are a great idea. One and a half hours, depending on what you need. Sometimes there's a sketch, and then you can proceed to a full design if you wish. So garden planning right now, today's a snowy day in Calgary at the end of March, as usual. The perfect time to start planning your garden.
Well, you talked about budgets, Caroline. Let's talk about if you want to do a change in your backyard so it looks different, not mm-hmm. just add a few plants. We're talking like a change. What kind of budgeting should a typical family or household expect for their backyard? And I know it can go up to whatever, sky's the limit when it comes to your backyard, but what's a number that people can kind of say, that's a starting point. If it's less than that, you won't really get the biggest bang for your buck.
Definitely start with a consultation. We have junior designers that will come out. We have senior or myself, but I would say get a professional out to just help you pay a little bit of money just to get some kind of structure for what you want to do. We see a lot of bed renovations or small renovations. I would say a family could spend to do something nicely anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 will give you a nice little refresh in some key areas that you're looking at or you continue to look at and do not like looking at when you drive up to your house every day.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and like you said, this guy can be the limit. I think Carolyn's giving some good advice. So we spend a lot of time thinking about design on a home or your interior design and all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I think what's happened now is there's just been an increased focus on that whole experience, right? What your property brings to you from the minute you drive up to it, right? To the moment you step out the back door and, you know, what your lifestyle is. Entertaining or, you know, what is it, right? Yeah,
that purpose of what you want from
that's
your
right.
home can happen inside and outside your
that's
home.
Right.
That's great. Carolyn, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been some great great information. How do people get in touch with you?
You can email to care@chinookgardener.com or call our office 403-253-8650, and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction for your needs.
We've been joined by Carolyn Brown, owner and principal horticulturalist at the Chinook Gardener. Lifestyle. I mean, this is one piece of the overall lifestyle, right?
If there's anything that we've learned through the years that we've helped individuals transition to and live in retirement, is that they do change their backyards, their front yards, at least every 5 to 7 years.
Right.
They kind of want it to be a little bit different. So you got a budget for that and you got expenses and we call that the income bucket. And how do you make sure you have your lifestyle intact with all these different changes? We're going to talk about how to protect your income and bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m. live online. Now you need to register for this. So you can register at morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
Well, thanks for tuning in for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Faisal and I look forward to chatting with you next week. Have a great weekend.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.